Hello, everybody, and welcome to this month's edition of the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. And on this month's show, we'll be catching up with the managers at Loughborough Dynamo and Leigh Town of the Midlands Division. In the West, we'll be hearing from the managers at Prescott Cables and Clitheroe. But to kick things off, let's go to the East Division and to Stockton Town. Stockton Town have been in great form, winning 7 of the last 10 matches. Stockton are currently sitting 3rd in the East Division. And on Thursday, I caught up with the manager at Stockton Town. It's a big welcome back to the show to Michael Dunwell. Well, Michael, big thank you for joining us. And, well, kicking November off with a win, getting back to winning ways. But generally, the start of the season's been pretty good at Stockton Town. How's it going?
Yeah, we think it has. Obviously, I think we're in 3rd at the minute. I think a few points off top of the game in hand. So I think we're nearly a third of the way through. So we want to be in and around it, around that top spot. And that's where we are. And we've had a good start. I think we've had a couple of indifferent results. But we've been, fairly consistent since the start of the season. And we're pleased with it.
And what's your general impressions with regards to the makeup of the East Division this season? Because I'll only bring this up once. Obviously, last year you got very, very close to getting promoted. What do you think of the challenge this year of repeating that, maybe even going up automatically this time round, if possible?
Yeah, I think this year, I think a lot of managers, a lot of teams have mentioned it, where there's not actually one team that's stronger than everyone else, whether that's financially or with the players. I think there's a lot, probably 7 or 8 teams who fancy the chances of winning the league. And it's fairly even. I think a lot of the teams in that top 7 or 8 can all beat each other on the day. I think it's whoever's more consistent throughout the season and can put little runs together, avoid the couple of defeats in a row, they'll be the one who wins the league. And as long as we're in and around that by March time, I think we've got a good chance of going up automatically. If not, obviously, the playoffs are there with only one going up, which we would rather not do again. But if we had to do it, we would. But our aim is really to try and win the league.
And with regards to, you know, stringing those results together, I mean, you were doing a very good job of stringing those results together. But going back to, I don't even know if you can call it a banana skin or not, Liversidge, because they too have started to string the results together, haven't they? How important was it to get back to winning ways the way you did last weekend?
Yeah, I think the Liversidge game, you can always make excuses about injuries and suspensions and things like that. But I think we'd only conceded 4 goals in the previous 8 league games up until that game. And we had to change 2 of our back 4, and that's no excuse. But when you have to do that, it does change the whole aspect of your team. And we did. There was a lot of individual errors in that game, which we hadn't done in previous games. But we got back. Obviously, we had a good result against Winterton. I know they've been struggling at the other end, but it was still a difficult game. We had a lot of chances that we didn't put away in the first half. And the longer the game went on, you think, are we going to get one? And then we got one, I think, after 60 minutes. And then we managed the game really well and got another one late on. And again, kept another clean sheet. So, yeah, we've just got to go on another little run. We've got Sheffield this week. And then, obviously, we play Belper at home the week after. So, hopefully, we can get a good result against Sheffield leading into the Belper game.
Yeah, I was going to mention the Belper game, obviously, because if even just looking at the top half of the table, you know, Dunstan, Liversidge, Cleethorpes, North Ferriby, Calton, Pontefract, Consett, yourselves, Belper, Hebburn, you could make a case for any of them winning the league, really, couldn't you?
Definitely. There's a lot of good teams in there, strong teams. A lot of the teams this year are very good at home. We've got some good home form. We're still unbeaten at home, which is what we needed to improve on last year. I thought we let a lot of games slip at home last year and allowed teams to come and play on our surface, which we identified. But our away form's slumped a little bit. We've lost 3 games away, which we need to improve on. So hopefully we can do that this week against Sheffield. But like you say, there's a lot of teams who will have a case for thinking they can go and win the league as well. So it's going to be an interesting season.
I'm on things for sure. It's if you do well this year, it'll be built on a good defence, and defensively pretty solid this season as well.
Yeah, we've been very good this year. I mean, we've got a similar back 4 to what we've had for the past 3-4 seasons. Obviously, same goalkeeper. We added another number 2 goalkeeper in Niall Frampton, who's give Callum a bit of a push, which is what he needed. And then in front of that, Shane Henry coming back into the team, who'd been out for 14 months with his ACL, was a massive lift, which allowed us to play like Glenn Butler further forward. So we've got a very good spine, and hopefully we can just build on what we've done so far.
And up next, obviously, Sheffield away. And you mentioned the away form, but November more generally, going back to what you mentioned earlier about the Belper game looming in the distance next Saturday, then you've got Carlton away, Brighouse away. Very, very challenging. What's your thoughts on what's coming up in November for your side?
Yeah, it'll be difficult, you know. I think October was difficult, but we had one loss in five, I think. So we'll just take each game as it comes. I mean, people will probably look at Sheffield and think, well, they should go to Sheffield and win, and that's not at all. That's not what we think. Sheffield have had a little bit of a downturn and found themselves at the foot of the table, but they've got good management there, they've got good players there. And away from home, every game in this league is difficult. And like I said earlier, anybody can beat anybody on the day. And I'm pretty sure Sheffield will want to turn us over. And then obviously we've got the Belper game, which will be tough. We've never played them before. We'll have them watched. We've watched a lot of highlights of teams, so we'll be ready for that. And then obviously we've got two tough away games. Carlton away on a Tuesday night is not ideal, but you've just got to get on and do it. They come up to the northeast midweek, so every team's got to do it sometime. And then difficult one at Brighouse, which is always a difficult place to go to finish off the month. So like I say, our away form's got to improve, and hopefully it improves this month.
And just to promote the Belper game as well, I mean, the crowds have been decent there this season. Obviously, we know how good the crowds were towards the end of last season. You're going to need that support, aren't you, for that Belper game next Saturday, that's for sure.
Yeah, hopefully. I think we've seen a little bit of a rise in crowd. We're starting to get around that 600 mark a game, which is good. Hopefully, we can push that for the Belper game, because when we do get a big crowd in, they are quite loud. And the players do really appreciate it, and it gives a good atmosphere. So hopefully, for that game, we can get close towards 700-800 and push us towards getting an important 3 points against them.
And last question, Michael, just about the upcoming month. How much are you looking forward to this challenge, starting off with Sheffield away tomorrow, but all those games coming up as well? How much are you looking forward to what's possible at Stockton Town in the next month or so?
Yeah, we'd like to take maximum points. We know it's going to be difficult, but we, like you say, we've got a good group together. We've got people coming back from suspension, people coming back from injuries. So hopefully we can have a free run where we don't have them injuries and suspensions, and we can get our solid team out for each game and approach each game in the right way, and hopefully get that positive result in each game.
Well, Michael Dunwell, manager, Stockton Town, a big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. Best of luck in the coming matches, and we'll catch up again very soon.
Cheers, Ben. Thanks a lot.
Michael Dunwell there, manager of Stockton Town, joining us here on this month's edition of the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. Let's go to the Midlands division now, and leading the division as we head into November, we've got Loughborough Dynamo. Loughborough Dynamo on an incredible unbeaten run at the moment. And on Thursday, I caught up with the manager at Loughborough Dynamo. It's a welcome to the show to Tom Hayes. Well, Tom, a big thank you for joining us, and well, congratulations for a brilliant start to the season. It's going very well indeed at Loughborough Dynamo. How's it gone?
Yeah, it's been a great start for us. Well, I say that, I mean, right at the beginning of the season, we started off a little rough, actually. We had 1 point from the first three games, but in the last 10, we've drawn 2 and won 8. And there was a 7-game winning streak within that. So, yeah, it's been brilliant. You know, the lads have been superb, and they've just gone from strength to strength. And we're scoring goals for fun at the moment. And we're also starting to tighten up at the back as well, which is obviously sort of the foundation of a team that should be at the top of the league. But, yeah, we very much regard the kind of one of the foundations of what we're doing is it's a good and it's a fun place to play. The job that we've done is we've recruited a group of great lads, first and foremost, off the pitch. And we've recruited lads that have particular strengths that we want. And, you know, we've brought them into because of those particular strengths. So, you know, we've trusted them to just showcase their talents, and just, you know, with the 11 that we put out on the pitch, they all complement each other really well. So rather than really coaching, I would say we've just created an environment where lads are free to express themselves, and yeah, it's paying off at the moment.
All that being said though, despite all the green wins, you did have a draw in the last outing, a 0-0 of all things, a very rare thing, but that was against Leigh Town, and that takes me to, you know, this league this season and how competitive it is. Obviously you've coached at this level before, so you're no stranger to it, but to be top of the pile in this league, that is no mean feat.
Yeah, no, absolutely. There's been some teams that we've played this year that have been really good. And I would definitely say the two that stand out from what I've seen so far I actually like who we played on Saturday, and I think 0-0 was, well, 0-0 probably wasn't an accurate reflection, but if it was about a 3-0 draw, that would have been about right. It was a very entertaining 0-0, and Anstey as well are certainly another team that have looked strong, and we drew with them actually as well in another game. But yeah, it's a very competitive league, and I think, you know, if you look at the results, that there's nobody that's running away with it, and I don't think anybody will run away with it. And it's very much a league where bottom can beat top, and if that happened, it wouldn't be a major surprise in this league, because yeah, it's very competitive, and there isn't a team that is going to run away with it, I don't think.
And I think I'm right in saying this, you were the assistant manager at Harbour last year, weren't you? So
yeah,
last season, clubs like Harbour coming in from Step 5 added something. But this season, the clubs who've come up from Step 5 have added something as well, haven't they? And, I mean, when it comes to where Loughborough Dynamo are at the minute, you're 6 points inside the playoffs. It's about staying there now, I suppose. And that equally is going to be a challenge, given how tough this league is.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, look, the position we're in at the moment is brilliant. And, you know, it's obviously it's a dream for us to say that we're up there to, I suppose, compete to win the league. But, you know, we're realistic about what that likelihood is. And with that being said, I definitely feel with the talent we've got in the group, and with the togetherness and the winning mentality that we've installed, I 100% don't see a reason why the top five can't be a real possibility for us. But yes, obviously it's 13 games in, and there's what, another 25 to go. So, you know, there's a long, long way to go before we even start prepping for anything like a playoff, because that would just be ridiculous at this stage, to be honest.
And Evan Garnett's had a cracking start to the season, hasn't he?
Yeah. Evan's been superb. I mean, I know he's played at a high level before as well, and you can see that in his play. I mean, in terms of his first touch and his play with his back to goal, I honestly haven't seen anybody better than him, to be honest. And, you know, he sticks to his strengths, and he'll bring players into the game brilliantly. And then in and around the box, there isn't anybody better. And he lives between the sticks. And I think, you know, there's certain things that you get, that you see with a striker, that show you that they have played at a higher level. You know, he doesn't really drift out wide. He doesn't drop too deep. He's very, very hungry for goals, so you don't see him ever too far away from the box. And he's been extremely clinical. And yeah, he's happy with where he is. And, you know, we love him. And you know, we want him to stay with us for as long as possible.
And obviously, upcoming matches... Well, you're on the road, aren't you? You're like some kind of touring band over the course of November with Bedworth United, Corby and Coventry, all away matches. That's a tough run of games there.
Yeah, I mean, we try not to make too much of a difference between a home and away fixture. Obviously, when you're at home, it's familiar. It's down the road for a lot of the lads, which is obviously comfortable. But at the same time, you know, we have said it to the lads before where it shouldn't make too much of a difference, because, you know, all the grounds are relatively similar. You know, you're playing in front of a few hundred people rather than a few thousand, which obviously can be a 12th man. So we always say to the lads that hopefully, you know, it shouldn't make a difference to you. As long as you prepare right, every game really within this league, you should treat the same.
And what's your thoughts on Bedworth this weekend away from home?
I think it's maybe not a great time to play them, to be honest, because obviously they've had a pretty bad result last Saturday. They lost 3-0 at home to Rugby. So when that happens, you know, teams will usually become more solid, become harder to beat, and, you know, they've got to bounce back, because they've got a point to prove. They need to get back on track, because they obviously started off brilliantly, and after 5, 6, 7 games they were top, and they've probably just tailed off a little bit. But I know they brought a couple of lads in this week who I'm sure will come in with a point to prove. So yeah, it'll be a tough fixture.
And last question, Tom, just wrapping everything up really, and it's been a great start to the season. How much are you enjoying being the manager at Loughborough Dynamo, and how much are you looking forward to what's possible at the club as we head towards the festive period and the winter months?
Yeah, we're loving it. All the coaching staff and the players and just around the club, I think there's a real great feel to what we're doing. Obviously, when you're winning, it always helps the mood, but I really don't think it's just that. I think we're creating an environment that people want to be part of. And yeah, it's obviously, I couldn't have anticipated this start, to be perfectly honest. So, you know, we're really delighted with it, and we're not getting carried away. We're not satisfied with what's going on at the moment. You know, we're not just going to sort of put our feet up and, you know, at the end of the season say, well, we were top after a third of the season, and that's pretty good for us. That's not what we're about, and we're going to make sure that the lads stay on their toes, and we're going to make sure that we, you know, by the end of the season, we'll do everything we can to remain in and around this position, and certainly in the playoff places.
Well, Tom Hayes, manager of Loughborough Dynamo, big, big thank you for joining us on this week's show. Congratulations again for the great start to the season. All the best in the coming matches, and we'll catch up again very soon.
Perfect. Thanks a lot. Cheers.
Tom Hayes there, manager of Loughborough Dynamo, joining us here on this month's edition of the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. Let's stick with the Midlands division now, and let's go to Leigh Town. And as we just discussed there with Tom Hayes at Loughborough, the last outing for Leigh Town, a 0-0 draw with Loughborough Dynamo. Before that, a 2-0 win against Spalding United. It's been a good start to the season for Leigh Town, and let's hear now from their manager. It's a big welcome back to the show to Grant Joshua. Well, Grant, a big thank you for joining us. And, well, first things first, it's been... we caught up at the back end of last season after your promotion. Here we are, 13 games into the league season. Leigh Town sitting fifth in the Midlands division. How's the start to the season gone, to ask you a really obvious question?
Yeah, it's probably gone better than we expected. I think the boys have really got to grips with obviously stepping up to the new 11 and having to be at 110% every time we step onto the pitch. And like I say, I can't praise them high enough. Obviously, there's a long way to go, but I think everybody's enjoying it at the minute. We're in good form. And like I say, everybody at the club seems to be relatively happy. So, yeah, it's been a good start, but we can't rest on anything that we haven't achieved anything yet. So we have to keep taking it a game at a time and reaching our maximum level to try and get anything out of the games, because the games are really difficult. We're coming up against some big teams with some big resources and a lot more experience at the level that we have. So, yeah, if you'd have offered me fifth, if you offered me 10th, if you'd probably offered me 15th after 13 games, I think I would have been relatively happy.
And we only have to look at this past couple of weeks or so. I mean, you know, a draw with Loughborough Dynamo, who've had a really good start to the season, and beating Spalding United as well. So certainly, I think it's safe to say you have found your feet. Going back to our conversation we had at the end of last season, how do you prepare for a season like this? I mean, what changes did you make, or additions, or did you not make any changes?
I think we're kind of running with... I actually looked at... in relation to your question, I was quite intrigued last week. I kind of looked at see how many players we had from the back end of last season to kind of what we have now. And I think 7 of the 11 played the playoff game against St Neots. So there haven't been massive changes. Obviously, we had two lads last year who played up front for us, and they both got 40 goals each. We've obviously lost one of those due to work commitments, and we kept the other one. So, yes, we have found kind of goals hard to come by at times. Obviously, I've put that down to the level as well. We're coming up against some really experienced sides with some really good players in the ranks who've been at the level a lot longer, like I just said. So, we haven't made drastic changes. We've kind of maybe changed our style a little bit more, really, to kind of get to grips with the league in terms of kind of having a lot more energy on the pitch than we kind of had perhaps last year. So it was important for us to not be out of games due to anything silly, because obviously you get punished. So the people we looked to recruit in the summer were kind of ones where they could come in and really give us that boost of energy, along with the boys who did so well last year, going on that unbeaten run. So we've kind of kept the majority, 7 or 8, and we've bought in quite a few people who we thought would improve us, and like I say, we've had a decent start.
And just focusing on that change of emphasis, obviously goal scoring very important last season. But what is it? 4 out of the last 5 games, a clean sheet in all of them, and even the Harbury defeat was only by 1-0. So, how important is that side of things as well? The defensive side of things.
Yeah, it's been huge. I did some program notes for the game on Saturday, and I put on there that our defensive structure is the base of what we do. That's what we say week in, week out. And I always say to the boys up front that they're the first defenders. So first and foremost, we have to work hard as a team. If we don't work hard, then we don't get any points. I think that's, we have to be at the races every single week, every single minute of every single game. But the boys at the back and the goalkeeper put together have been really impressive. And we've got an 18-year-old right wing back. We've got a 19-year-old right centre half. So we're doing it with younger players, which is, we wanted to bring the average age down, which we've done quite dramatically. I think the Bedworth game, we had 7 under-19s in the starting 11, and we've just continued with that theme. So, like I said before, energy is really important to the way we play. And if you want to get in the team, then you have to bring high energy into the group that we've got. So we're happy with the goals that we are not conceding. And there's always a concern from me about not scoring enough goals, because that's what you have to do to win games. But barring the Bedworth game at home, where it was quite early on in the season, we haven't been out of any game. Again, the Harbour result, we were really unlucky. We've created some good chances and ended up losing 1-0. And then gone to Bedworth, won 1-0, beat Spalding and drew at Loughborough at the weekend. So, yeah, we are a bit short on goals, but the kind of defensive structure that we have, that's, like I say, we pride ourselves on that.
Yeah, it's certainly a very competitive set of games in October, that's for sure. And to pick up the points you have done is brilliant. And that takes us to the next set of matches as we head into November now, good and proper. Two home games this week, Gresley and Sporting Kelsa, then away at Cambridge next Saturday and finishing the month with Quorn at home. I mean, you've already touched upon it already, but how are you finding this league more generally and the competition?
It's tough. People say to me that there's not a massive difference between 5 and 4. I disagree. They're far better teams in my opinion, who have been at the level a lot longer than kind of we have. I mean, a lot of our players haven't even played at Step 4 before. So we have obviously got a lot of younger lads who have come out of 19s football or 18s football. So none of our lads have really played at Step 4 before, which is a credit to them to kind of say that the run that we've been on. So it's difficult. The games are difficult. The opposition's difficult. And like I said to you before, we have to be 100% every time we take the field, because if we're not, then a Bedworth at home could happen again where we ended up losing 3-0. And it's not a negative mindset from me, but we have to go into every game as the underdog, because I think that's how we kind of prepare best and we get the best out of our group, regardless of league standings. They don't really interest me, to be honest, until we've hit a point in the season where we mathematically cannot go down and we're at Step 4 for another season. Again, we have to continue what we've been doing and, yeah, keep fighting for every single point, every single minute of every game.
Well, I think it's certainly been a very good start to the season and certainly heading in the right direction for that. And just a final question, Grant, just about Gresley and Sporting Kelsa. You're going to need that crowd this week. How much are you looking forward to these next two games?
Yeah, again, like I said, we look forward to every single game at the minute. We're in good form. Gresley, Saturday is going to be a difficult game. They've picked up the last couple of weeks. They made a managerial change about 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. And results have really changed. So I think they've got a point away at Kelsa, drew with Spalding. So again, it's a real difficult game to kind of navigate. But hopefully, if we're at it, we're in good form. And then we can try and fight for every point on Saturday. And again, Tuesday is going to be a difficult game. Went to watch Kelsa on Tuesday against Cambridge. Both clubs know each other. I know their manager really well. He's absolutely top. Top two managers in the league for me, along with Mitch at Harborough. So it's going to be a difficult game. And are we expected to get any points from Kelsa? Probably not. But we probably weren't expected to get any from Bedworth away, Spalding at home, Loughborough away. So, yeah, we're looking forward to the next two games. And then, like you say, Cambridge Saturday. And then we've got a very rare cup game against Haleso in a week on Tuesday. So, yeah, games are starting to come thick and fast. And we'll need to utilise the squad to get the very best and to get every drop of blood, sweat and tears out of our players for the next month.
Well, Grant Joshua, manager of Leigh Town, congratulations for the superb start for the club at Step 4. A big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. All the best in the coming matches and we'll catch up again very soon.
No, Ben, thank you. Appreciate all the coverage. Thanks a lot.
Lytown manager Grant Joshua there joining us here on this month's edition of the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. Let's go to the West Division now, and currently sitting top of the table, well, joint top actually, we've got two teams on 24 points, just separated by two goals, Clitheroe and Prescott Cables. We'll be hearing from Prescott Cables shortly, but let's go to Clitheroe now, and it's a big welcome back to the show to their manager. Here's Danny Caldicott. Well, Danny, a big thank you for joining us. And before we get to results on the pitch at Clitheroe, how are you settling into things, approaching a month in charge at the club? How's things going?
Settled in really, really well, to be honest with you. Everybody involved with Clitheroe Football Club have just been super welcoming and super warm. So it's been quite an easy transition, to be fair. Yeah, everything about the place is really good and really exciting. It's a club on the up, and I'm very proud and privileged to be here.
And what was it about Clitheroe as well? Because obviously you've got that brilliant relationship with Trafford and what you'd built there at Shoreview. So it must have been really enticing for you to make that leap.
Yeah, listen, it was a big call and a big decision. You know, I don't make no bones about my affiliation for Trafford. I absolutely love my time there, and I've made friends for life. I truly believe that. But I just felt, you know, the ambition of the club, sitting down with the chairman and Carl Garner, it was quite clear that we were very aligned in terms of what we wanted to do, and the project was really exciting. And yeah, I couldn't wait to jump at the opportunity to manage the club.
And what's your assessment on the squad? I mean, the squad at Clitheroe was pretty good to begin with, really, wasn't it? So did you have to make many changes in the past month? I mean, what was your take on it all?
Well, I knew the squad quite well. Obviously, I've played against Clitheroe over the last couple of years, and there's not really been many two changes. So I knew that the group of players was high quality. So I was really happy taking that on. I did feel we needed to strengthen in certain areas. We were a little bit light in some aspects of the squad, and that's what we've looked to do in the short period of time. But it's only tweaking here and there, and I think that we're there or thereabouts now. I mean, don't get me wrong, as a manager, you never stop looking to try and improve and add to your squad, because I'm a firm believer in that the boys need to be playing with confidence, but also to play with a little bit of competition to keep pushing themselves week in, week out, to know that, you know, we can't get comfortable here, because the minute anybody gets comfortable is the minute that we start to fall and digress, and that's not what we want to do.
And what's your, very early on in your tenure, but what's your expectations for what's possible at Clitheroe? Because, you know, we'll get to the actual results since taking over in a second or two. You're top of the league at the moment. Obviously, Clitheroe, there or thereabouts with regards to the playoff positions in recent seasons. So I'm imagining the expectation is to be challenging, that's for sure, this season.
Yeah, 100%. I haven't took the job to come and make the numbers up, Ben. We've come to get promotion. It's as simple as that. I don't say that arrogantly. I say that confidently, with great belief of the club and the squad and everybody around the place. We've pretty much played everybody now, whether it be with Trafford or Clitheroe. And I have to go on record to say I think this is the most open NPL West League division that I've ever been involved in. There's not your usual front runners like your Mark and your Workingtons, as there has been in the past. I genuinely believe this league is there to be won, and hopefully that can be by ourselves. I mean, the ultimate game is promotion. If we could do that automatically, brilliant. If we can do that by the playoffs, equally brilliant. But yeah, that is the objective, and I think that everybody around the club, especially my staff and the squad, you know, we're fully on board with that, and that's what we're aiming to do.
And just touching upon how difficult this league is, I mean, when you've got Hensford and Trafford in the relegation places, I mean, and you know, Vauxhall Motors, and you know, they beat you, didn't they, recently? How important was it? Well, how good was it to bounce back the way you did last Saturday with that 4-0 win over 1874?
It was massive. I mean, listen, the Vauxhall game was a tough one to go into, because they just appointed Danny Holmes, who obviously it was his first game, and you get the usual bounce from a new manager effect. And I don't say that lightly. Obviously, he's gone in there and made an impact. So I'm not saying that, you know, disrespectfully to anything that Danny's done at, you know, any way, shape or form. But it was always going to be a tough game. And you know, he had the boys playing for him. They did well. And we didn't hit the levels that we were capable of hitting. It's as simple as that. I'm not taking anything away from Vauxhall at all. It was very good on the day, and they deserved the victory on the whole. But that's this league. If you don't hit the consistency levels and the levels you're capable of, then you're going to put yourself in a position where you're going to lose football games. It's as simple as that. But the reaction not just from Saturday, Ben. I'll be honest with you, it started on Tuesday in training. Tuesday, Thursday training from the group was exceptional. And I did mention, you know, an individual in my interview, Ross Dent, after the game, and I felt his enthusiasm and intensity in training all week was infectious for the boys. And it was a catalyst to go into that game with real confidence and belief that we can bounce back and we could get the result. And I have to say it was the best performance this season from the group. Obviously, I've only been in charge for the four games, but it will take some beating that, because I mentioned in the interview, I don't think for the last few years I've seen football as good as that at this level. The first half was unbelievable, honestly, in patches. And, you know, we fully warranted the 4-0 victory and the 3 points.
And once again, a cracking crowd there at Shawbridge too. And that goes back to when we caught up with your predecessors in recent years. Off the field stuff at Cliff Row, it's matching what's going on the pitch as well. And that must be, it goes back to what we said earlier in this interview about how enticing it was to join Cliff Row. It is a club that looks like it's going places.
Yeah, 100%. And I think the big thing about it all is that everybody seems to be pulling in the right direction. And that's the key. That's the key to progress in life. And if you have many cogs of the wheel all turning the right ways, then hopefully you're gonna get to the right direction. But, you know, the supporters have been absolutely fantastic. You know, they've welcomed us in. They've been really supportive. We've had some brilliant conversations in the clubhouse after the games. And that's all you can ask from a manager. You just want a little bit of patience and belief. And I believe they've given us that wholeheartedly so far. And, yeah, the numbers are really fantastic. It is a club that is hugely ambitious, and the supporters want to be successful as well. And we, myself, Jack and Luca and Sam, Pete and Chappie, we're all striving in that direction to hopefully bring that joy to them come the end of the season.
Well, they'll be travelling this weekend, that's Cliff Row faithful, Hanley Town away. Obviously, you started November with those 3 points and those four goals against 1874 Northwich. Then you've got Leek at Shawbridge. That's going to be a very well-attended game and a cracking game of football as well. And finishing the month off with Hensford Town away. Danny, without saying there's no easy games in this league, which is very much the case, I have to say, with your November, how tricky is this month going to be, and how much are you looking forward to it, the challenge?
Listen, it's going to be extremely tricky. You know, the Leek and Hensford games will be very, very tough. But for ourselves, we're just solely concentrating on Hanley on Saturday. You know, we're going to train tonight in preparation for that game. We don't look beyond that game. We want to do everything we can in our power to get the 3 points there. And then obviously, we'll start preparing for what's ahead of that. But it is. It's a tricky month, but that's why we're in the job we're in. We want to test ourselves against these good clubs and these brilliant football managers to get the success and to achieve the goal that you want to achieve. Then it doesn't matter who you play. You have to try and get 3 points, you know, week upon week, and that's what we're solely trying to do at this moment in time. But all focus and attention, honestly, Ben, is on Hanley on Saturday, and that's all we're thinking about.
Well, Danny Caldicott, manager of Cliff Row, a big congratulations on your appointment. Congratulations for managing the team up at the top of the division at the moment. All the best in the coming matches, and we'll catch up again very soon.
Thank you very much for having me, Ben.
Danny Caldicott there, manager of Cliff Row, joining us here on this month's edition of the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. And finally, for this month's show, let's go to the team currently sitting joint top of the West Division. That's Prescott Cables. And on Thursday, I caught up with their manager. So welcome to the show, to Steve Daly. Well, Steve, a big thank you for joining us. And before we get to the upcoming matches for Prescott Cables, just a congratulations to the start of the season. It's been pretty good. How's it going at Prescott Cables at the moment?
Yeah, it's going well at the moment. I mean, it's nice we've had a good start, because obviously the first couple of games didn't go to plan, but obviously we've turned it round. We've got a good start, so it's enjoyable at the moment. It's really enjoyable.
Is that start meeting your expectations as well? Because you came in the second half of last season. Basically, I think to have a start like this, or certainly as close to it as possible, and it seems to have gone to plan.
I've been coached there since I come in just before Christmas in 22, so I had a big influence in bringing a lot of the players to the team anyway. So obviously, then I get the job. So I still had a big part to play in what we brought in previous, but then obviously, you know, we have to try and shape it, and you have to try and put your own stamp on things. And to be fair, we're doing really well. I mean, I'd be lying if I said after 12 games in we'd be sitting towards the top of the league or, you know, right at the top. But, you know, we'll take it. We're not complaining.
Yeah. So after 13 games, joint top, just two goals in it, really, with Cliff Row. and it's a epic league to be top of the table of. It's no mean feat, given all the teams in the league, and I mean literally all the teams in the league, to be top at this stage of the season. It is quite an achievement.
I mean, the league is really, really strong. So, I mean, to be top of any league is always great. But this year, especially, to be top of this league is really, really good. I mean, it's probably exceeding our expectations as it stands. But what we have got is we've got a group of players that all believe in each other, and we're doing really, really well. So, you know, we're just hoping long may that continue.
Yeah, 7 games at the moment unbeaten, including, 5 victories in that as well in the league. It's like I mentioned earlier, it's no mean feat given the division we're in. But how do you go about continuing this? And I suppose it is the mantra of one game at a time and not getting too carried away at this point.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's always a cliche, isn't it? One game at a time. But again, I mean, we put Saturday behind us. We'll pick up points, and we'll speak about what we thought we could do better, what we did do right. We're back in with the lads training. We trained well on Tuesday. We'll train well again tonight, and then we'll go into the next game. So it's just a case of keeping the lads in training, keeping working on what we know we want the team to do, and then just try and go and perform on the next game.
And just going back to what I said earlier about no easy games in this league and all that, I mean, that takes us to the upcoming matches. I mean, November's it's a tough month. Hensford away, Trafford at home, Stalybridge away. It doesn't matter that Hensford and Trafford are currently in the relegation places. This is a tough set of matches coming up.
Yeah, well, if you look at, as you say, top to bottom, the points, you only have to go on a 2-3 game run, and it's going to take you up a lot of places. It is nip and tuck in this league. I mean, we have got one midweek that we've got to look after. We've got the Senior Cup, what was postponed Tuesday, but we managed to get a training session in. So we have got that coming in. But as I say, we've got a tough one against Hensford on the weekend. They've just got a new manager in. So I'm expecting, well, you can't not expect a tough game at this league. There's no easy games, and like I say, you've got to go out and perform and put your game plan to the test, and hopefully that'll be enough to get you the 3 points.
And I've been catching up with Prescott Cable managers over the seasons, and every year you can see, you know, there's a buzz about the club, the attendances, the demographic of the crowd as well at Prescott Cables. I mean, what's it like being the manager now of a club like Prescott with the backing it has on the terraces?
Well, it's great when you win.
I mean, good point.
they're nice and loud when you win. I mean, to be honest with you, win, lose or draw, what Prescott Cables fans do is they back you. They get right behind you. They get behind the team. And they give you real support. As long as they can see that you're there and you're fighting for them, they'll come all the way with you. At the minute, it's a little bit special because obviously the attendances are going up, but we're actually playing some good football. I mean, it's nice because we're getting some really good compliments off to a lot of fans that obviously have been there from day one, and they're really loving it at the moment. So the aim is to keep them happy, keep them smiling. Obviously, you want to send them home with 3 points or a victory every game, but I think as long as they can see that you've got a clear plan and you're entertaining them, which what we're doing at the moment, that they're all in, and the travel from them is unbelievable. I mean, you go to an away game and we might be outnumbered, but you can certainly only hear the Prescott Cable fans, so we can't ask much more of them. We've just got to make sure we do our job and try and match them.
Yeah, and I'll get to the away phone in a minute because you're going to need them this weekend for that game against Hensford. But just to touch upon, you know, nearly 800 people there for that Kids Grove game, and it's about not tripping up, isn't it, against teams in the lower half of the table. But in big matches like that against Kids Grove, that's a big win, wasn't it, at the end of October?
Yeah, it was a massive win. I mean, and to be honest with you, it was probably the first half we were outstanding, and we probably should have been, I wouldn't say out of sight, but we could have come in probably 3 goals to the good at half time. They come back and they got back into the game and scored a goal, which was just rewards at the time. But then to go and score a winner, I mean, it doesn't do you any favours on the side as the manager, but to score a winning goal in the last minute, there's no better way of winning a football match. And then obviously the added special bonus of going top of the league, the fans were ecstatic, and it was something that they'll remember for a while, to be fair. It was unbelievable.
And last question, Steve, just about the Hensford Town match this weekend. It is a tricky game. New management in there. It's a big club as well, Hensford Town. But then you've got Trafford, Stalybridge, Celtic away. We've already mentioned that the home following and the away following. You're going to need them for these challenging games coming up. How much are you looking forward to it?
the one thing we don't have to worry about is we'll hear our fans. Our fans will be out in force, and what, however many Savile, we'll hear them, so they'll spur the team on. I mean, we're looking forward to it. Every team poses its own threat and its own difficult challenge, so it's good to go and pick your wits against them. And like I say, we're looking forward to going up there. We know it's going to be a difficult game, but it'll be the same for them. They'll be looking at us, and they'll be preparing for a difficult game as well. So it'll just be a case of who's the better team on the day. And, you know, we've got a lot of confidence, so we're certainly going up there to win the game. But obviously we know that we need to make sure, you know, we're at it, we're at the races, because if you're not in at this level, you'll come away disappointed. So no, we're excited and we're looking forward to them. Like I say, just taking each game as it comes at the moment.
Well, Steve Daly, manager of Prescott Cables, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. Congratulations again for the great run that you're on at the moment. All the best of the coming matches, and we'll catch up again very soon.
Brilliant. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Prescott Cables manager Steve Daly there joining us here on this month's edition of the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. Well, that's it for this month's edition of the show. A big thank you to all the managers who've joined me this month. Remember, for all the latest goings on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk. But I'm in Ben, and you'll make sure you all have a lovely and safe weekend. Bye bye.